Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, you and I have been drinking wines from California for many, many years. And there's, you know, there are the usual regions, you know, obviously Napa, Sonoma, and, you know, you can think of many, Russian River, et cetera. But the Sierra Foothills is a region that doesn't necessarily get a lot of play. And it's kind of worth taking a look. And you had the opportunity to do that quite recently.
Yeah, Sierra Foothills is a fine winemaking region, and it's actually very old. This is Amador County, you know, Gold Rush territory.
Okay.
I tried the wines from a winery called Andis, and it's a partnership between Andy Friedlander and his wife, Janice Acuna. So they kind of put their two names together and got Andis. And these are really lovely wines. I tried a Bordeaux blend, a Zinfandel, and a Sauvignon Blanc. And I have to say, Hugh, that they're putting some very serious wine in the bottle, and they're very nicely line priced at $23.
Oh, cool.
So this is the kind of thing you want to have for your dinner parties, and I think it's very nice. Let's start with the Andes Painted Fields, and I don't know what this means, Curse of Knowledge Red Blend. They didn't give me any indication of why they call it that, but it's 2020. It's a conventional Bordeaux blend with all five of the grapes. And it shows a dark ruby color. It smells like blackcurrant jelly, dried flowers, and bayberry candles. And this is definitely a Cab Sauv-based wine, but it seemed to be moderated by the Cab Franc. That's what I picked up mostly. Lots of black currant on the palate, a touch of cedar, some peppery spice, and a touch of sweet apple in the finish. And the finish, Hugh, was absolutely explosive. It all comes together in a big, huge burst of flavor. Very food-friendly wine and a good value for California Cabernet-based wines. Now, the Andes Painted Fields Old Vine Zinfandel from the Sierra Foothills, 2019. When they say old vine, they probably mean it because some of the oldest zin in the world grows there.
Yep.
This is a very smooth, classy zin that shows laudable restraint. It's only medium deep red, and it's not terribly dark on the color. I was picking up on the nose raspberries, kind of woody briar, black pepper, and sweet fruit. And speaking of sweetness, your first sip is sweet. Not sugar sweet, but just abundant fruit sweetness, and it was wonderful. I was picking up flavors of raspberry jam, tangy pepper, and sort of a vanilla toffee thing, and I just thought it was really a beautiful zin. Finally, they have a Sauvignon Blanc that I liked very much. It had a very pretty gold color, a nose of Juan Canary melons and mown grass, and the wine combines fresh fruit with tartness in a well-balanced effort. I thought there was a lot of lemon peel flavors and sweet lemon curd, as well as a side nose of green olives with considerable minerality. An exceptionally good, firm, flavorful Sauvignon Blanc that I think would be really welcome at any dinners, particularly with seafood. A bit heavier than I would want for an aperitif, but this is really nice. So these are the Andes wines from the Sierra Foothills in Amador County, California, $23 line price. My wine of the week has to be that Zinfandel. It was really tremendous.
Sounds good.
Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.